associated over the years are Danny Ellsbury, one of the Nouveau Realiste, and George Brecht, one of the Fuxus people. He comes from southern France, Lyon, and his French is decidedly not Academy French. His preference culturally is entirely for his region, for the Argonne. And in fact, his publications have almost all taken place outside of France, in Belgium and in West Germany, in England, in the United States, even in Iceland, but almost nothing in France. Now, his work with Sperry has taken such forms as a group of exhibitions of visual realizations of French proverbs. Another important group of things, he and George Brecht rented a little shop in southern France in Villefranche near Nice, which is a tourist town. And off-season, it's a very, very quiet place, which was just fine for them. Because they sat around in their little shop, which was called La Cédille de Souris, and which was supposedly a place where things were sold which did have a cédille in the name in French, or which did not have a cédille in the name in French. And they sat around building projects and cloud castles of various sorts, some of which were very practical, very realizable things. For instance, one of their more feasible things was a thing which they even proposed to a French legislator,